So, boys and girls, I'm still in Dubai, obviously, right now. And I was supposed to leave Dubai right now. I think it's like the 20, no, it's, I think it's the 20th. I was supposed to leave, I think the 20, like it's what, it's Thursday right now. I'm supposed to leave next Tuesday. And I actually went ahead and extended my stay till that following Monday. So an extra damn near week I'm gonna stay here. And a couple reasons for that. Obviously, like you can tell from my voice, I'm a little congested. So I'm kind of been sick this whole time. For like I was either jet lagged or I've been sick. And I haven't experienced Dubai like I would want to. I've experienced some of it, gone outside and walking the beach, right, every day to get my steps in. But other than that, I've just been in this hotel room that you can, if you're watching this on Spotify or even YouTube, you kind of see just a regular hotel room, and just eating and working. So I haven't really got, and just relaxed. I haven't gotten that experience. So I want to get the experience overall. But one thing that's been kind of on my mind, whether it be on like these morning walks, you know, I'm 29 years old, and I think back to like 10 years ago, Daniel at age 19, right? And if I told him like, hey, 10 years from now, you're gonna be flying first class to Dubai, right? And you're gonna extend your stay for like another extra week after that. Money's not gonna be a problem. You're gonna fly first class back, and on top of that too, you're gonna be moving to Dubai within the next, I don't know, let's say 9 months from that point on. I would be like, how? Right? How is that possible? Right? Daniel Contreras back in 2019, or not 2019, Jesus. 2019 was like a couple years ago, 4 years ago. But Daniel Contreras at age 19, it's 10 years ago, was fresh out of high school, smoking weed with his friends, you know, still playing baseball, kind of fucking around, cutting hair on the side, doing that thing. And it was kind of like lost overall. And it kind of made me think, you know, because I have a lot of I have a lot of you guys in the DMs overall, whether it be private clients or even just people who just genuinely talk to me in the DMs overall, who replied to the stories that I've been posting and saying it's like motivational, saying that's inspiration, saying man, they can't wait to like do something similar, and I really take that to heart, right? Because I think everybody can do this. Every single one of you who's listening to this, and every single person that you know has the ability to get to this position. And I definitely don't think I'm anybody special, right? I'm no different. In fact, I barely passed high school, dropped out of community college, right? Barely, you know, when I say barely passed high school, I was like a really almost like pass a barely pass a 2.0. So I wasn't like, I think I was like, it's gonna be embarrassing to say. I think I've said it on a podcast before, so it's not too embarrassing. But my graduating class only had about like 197 people. I think I was student 193 out of 197 in terms of GPA. So that'll tell you like I was kind of like last in my class type, not dead last, but there was like four other unfortunate motherfuckers. But again, too, how did somebody like that get to where I'm at 10 years later? And why do I say that anybody can do this, especially yourself? And it's nothing like miraculous, right? It's nothing like that's crazy. And it's like it's gonna be a very unsexy answer, and really, but I think it's gonna help every single one of you out with what you're going through right now, especially our private clients and like anybody in the free group, because you don't understand how you know important focus is overall. It really just comes down to like really small habits. That play out over a long period of time, right? Small habits, meaning like, and decisions, like small decisions that are made that are played over an extended period of time that lead me to this result, right? Habits like, for instance, stop smoking weed. Huge one. Got a lot of my time back. Stop drinking. Stop going out and like partying. Instead of playing video games, listen to an audiobook or go study a documentary or go be curious about learning somebody from an important person through history, you know, or a business overall. You know, go read again, go listen to an audiobook. These small like habits have kind of compounded over a 10-year time frame. And yeah, over a day, a week, a month, a year time span, are you going to see some difference? Maybe over a year, you'll see some difference from doing these small habits, right? Over a day, you're definitely not. Over a week, probably not, like, substantial. Over 6 months, somewhat, not really. You're not going to really reap the biggest rewards. But I've just stayed diligent on my principles over the last 10 years of just, like, refining my life, cutting out bad habits. And I've learned to really love that aspect of life. It's become fun for me. It's become fun to, like, grow, to improve, to cut things out, to challenge myself. That's why I really look at it as, right? It's a challenge. Because it really is. Because, like, I'm no different than you. I want to pig out on, like, some mangoes and ice cream. And, like, you know, it's a challenge for me to stay on a diet. It's a challenge for me to stay healthy overall. And I think that's why I really enjoy the fitness journey I'm on right now. Because it is a challenge. Business is a challenge. Not just actually, like, going in the playing field of business, but also what comes with that, with the makeup of an entrepreneur, a CEO, right? Focus, making sure that you have, you know, really good habits day in and day out. Make sure you're studying, make sure you're always learning, making sure that your thinking is nice and clean. You're making clean decisions on a daily basis, right? And on top of that, your health is in order. It's the challenge of, like, man, this is not easy. 'Cause, like, think of anything that, like, when you're in a flow state, and I'm kind of going off on a tangent right here, right, from the main point, but just think about this. Like, anything that you've really enjoyed doing, it's not like super easy, but it's also not, like, super hard. It's, like, just on the outer stretches of being, you're capable of doing it, but it's still a challenge for you, right? And that's where I think all of us find, like, some sort of joy doing. And at first, especially business, is not going to be that thing. But over an extended period of time of, like, developing yourself, cleaning up your life, it does become that aspect that can also pay you back a fuck ton with, in terms of ROI, and whatever life you want to build from that. And I think it's one of the funnest challenges to attack overall. And I think over the last 10 years for myself, I've just looked at it as such, a fun challenge to attack, and a way to, like, be like, well, let's see if I can do this. Let me see if I can achieve this. And I know for myself, back in 2019, it was hard. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, again, I wasn't a fucking talented guy at all. I had no clue how to fucking run a business in general, barber business in general. I had no clue to market my barber business in general. And I just looked at everything as a fun challenge that is solvable. Number one, it is solvable. If somebody else out there can solve it, then I can solve it too. And I'm kind of a little bit of a audacious person where, even if nobody can solve it, I feel like for myself, I have so much confidence in what I do. I can at least get pretty fucking close to at least solving, or at least pushing the envelope forward another step, further than what it's been, right? It might not be complete, but I'm going to push it further. And I have full confidence in myself to be able to achieve that, because, again, I know my work ethic. I know my audacious goals, and I know I don't have I'm not irregular. I know my mindset. I know how I attack every single day is a little bit different than most people because of the high belief and confidence I have in myself. And a lot of people struggle with that as well too. But again, let's go back to the point of, like, 10 years ago and these small habits, right? Because I think for every single one of you listening, you all struggle with something. Whether it be some guys, they struggle with, like, getting out of fucking bed every day on time. Some guys struggle with, like, could be a diet. Some people struggle with actually doing the work of running a business. And yes, in the short run, the short term, like, these things seem hard. In the long run, that's when it really is hard to, like, live with, right? It seems hard in the short term to do the thing, but it's harder to live with in the long term, if that can, like, clean that up, make it, like, sound cleaner for you at least. Because you'll always be regretting, man, why didn't I just do this thing when I had the time? Why didn't I do this thing back then, because by now it could have been further? And it just comes down to the fact of, like, you just need to be able to start implementing these things. And I talked about on a podcast or in, like, a episode prior, like, one of the biggest things that helped me out was, like, literally having a notebook and every single day writing down a WLI, a win loss improvements, right? So first thing, write your losses of the day. What did you not do? Make it very black and white. If it's not a win, it's an automatic loss. Okay, so again, too, it doesn't matter if, like, your eyes opened up at 6:30 a.m. when the phone went off. if you laid in bed till like 6:45, that did not mean you got out of bed at 6:30 and you woke up at 6:30. It means your eyes opened up, but you didn't start your day until 15 minutes later. That's a loss. So you didn't start the day at that point in time, if that's, you know, one of your goals. And then you write down all of your losses for the day, and then I'll go through all of your wins for the day. Because again, too, you want to go through the losses because you want to be brutally honest with yourself. You don't want to feel like a piece of shit after writing out every single loss. You want to give yourself a little pat on the back for what you did accomplish during the day and what you did succeed at. And then for the improvement standpoint, you want to be able to write out every like little thing that how you can make the loss and turn that into a win. So for me, again, too, if I woke up, eyes open at 6:30, but I wanted to get out of bed at 6:30, but I laid in bed till 6:45. What was the reason? How can I improve on this? Oh, well, the phone's like right next to my bedside table. Let me put the phone, I don't know, in a different room. So that way I legit to wake up, like to get out of, I to turn the alarm off. I legit have to get out of the bed and turn the goddamn phone off. And by that time, butt ass naked, I'm fucking cold. I might as well start my day. Boom. Day started. Improvement. Done deal right there. Right. And I think all these things overall, compounded over an extended period of time, help you out. But you need to be able to like start today, and you need to be starting today with the thought that you're not going to get the result tomorrow. Because when I started doing this back in 2019, I started it with the idea that, again, 10 years from now, like when I'm 29, 30, where I am right now, I'm 29 right now, I'm not 30 yet. When I'm at that age, 10 years from now, I'll be reaping the rewards, right? Again, I'm reaping the rewards of I'm not worried about paying for a private, for not private flight, for first class flight, not private yet. I don't know why I keep on saying that. I think I said that in the last podcast too, but on a first class flight, I don't have a problem paying for that whatsoever. I don't have a problem like extending my flight and, you know, like money's not an issue to pay for more Airbnbs or hotels and like food and accommodations. I don't mind taking that time off. And on top of that too, you want to hear it even like what's even crazier, like what's even more amazing to me. The only reason why I was going to fly back right after this mastermind, and I was going to fly back on the Tuesday, was because on Friday, I got two floor tickets to go see Drake. Those cost about like $1,000 each, so about $2,500 plus taxes, right? Including tax, I mean. And I was like, I don't mind like wasting $2,500 and like not going and just staying in Dubai for extra time and like spending more money here. And then I was like, but I still want to see Drake. And I'm getting to get back at the October 2nd. I was like, well, what is his concert he has coming up after that? Maybe I can like find a flight over to somewhere else where he's going to. And lo and behold, I find that he's going to be on that Saturday, right? So I fly back on a Monday. That Saturday, October 7th, Drake's going to be playing the final show, at least that's scheduled, in Toronto, right? And I'm planning on getting to, I haven't done it yet, but I'm planning on getting floor tickets. I'll get my ticket out to Toronto as well too. So right when I get back, rest up for a week, go out to Toronto for the day, go see Drake, and then come back. And I don't have to worry about like that. That's not a worry about mine either, because I've done the work over the last 10 years to have compound interest of my habits that correlate to my actions every single day, that then give me an ROI in the business, that then put me in a position to be able to at least afford these things. And they're not even like, I'm not struggling at all. I'm still going to be able to pay rent and everything. Like everything's all good. And just like, I can afford to think that way. Like, no worries. I'll just waste, you know, $2,500 that for Drake tickets that I didn't go to. No problems. Buy another pair of like 3K tickets and plus a flight out and like for a day and then come right back type of thing. Right. And that's the type of thing that you can get afforded and like you will be rewarded with if you start doing those habits today. But you have to have the long-term thinking of like, it's not going to pay off today. It's going to pay off 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Because honestly, the work I'm doing today in my business, what I'm doing like legit, you know, every single day, legit, even though I'm sick right now, like I got 2 hours of sleep last night and I'm a terrible sleeper at this moment in time. And legit, I couldn't go back to sleep, so I just started working. So I woke up at 2 a.m. because I had a couple meetings late last night. And then laid in bed for about 2 hours trying to fall asleep. 4 a.m. rolls around, like, fuck it, I might as well start working. I just started working. I've been working. It's like 11 a.m. right now. Been working since then. And I'm doing all this because I know, again, another 10 years from now, the work I'm putting in now, I'm going to reap even bigger rewards for. It just keeps compounding. And that's the beautiful thing. And once you start seeing this momentum-wise, you kind of get like a little bit of an edge. You kind of get like a little bit of blood in your mouth taste of like, ooh, I want to keep this thing going, right? If this is how good it was and I was barely doing that good of work like 10 years ago, I'm doing some fucking amazing work now. I can't wait to see what the next 10 years brings for me, right? I can't wait to see what this is going to actually put me in position for. And that's what you have to be thinking about. And too many of you are being too short-term focused because, again, too, you didn't take care of your money. You didn't take care of your finances. You're in a shitty situation, and you're always short-term focused on, like, I just need to be able to make rent next month. I just need to be able to do X amount in this month, this time frame, blah, blah, blah. Like, have a long-term view on things. Create habits and disciplines for yourself, right? I think one of the biggest things that I can correlate this to, one of my favorite bodybuilders right now is Ross Flanagan. Ross is obviously really good friends with my health coach, Justin Mahaley. Which I'm still planning on getting on the podcast at some point in time. Shout out Justin. I don't think he's listening to this, but like shout out my boy. He was talking about, you know, like Ross was talking about bodybuilding. And like there's so many bodybuilders in today's day and age who have a very poor diet, binge eating issue, right? Because they just starve themselves and restrict themselves so much. They hold themselves back for 20 weeks, however long they're in a prep for. And then after a show, they legit just binge eat and put back on all the weight and really fuck up their rebound, right? Which, again, too, it's like one of the most important parts of once you go. It's one of the most important parts when you get shredded is the rebound. Because, again, too, you forget really fat, man. You can fuck up a lot of things, insulin sensitivity overall. And you got to go back to the drawing board with blood work and any other issues that might pop up, any gut issues, because all of a sudden now you're overeating on bad food you shouldn't be eating. A lot of stuff that can happen from that overall. But, you know, he was talking about like, look, you can't think short term with this bodybuilding thing. If you're thinking short term just for a competition, you're going to lose every fucking time. Not the competition, but you're going to lose at life overall, because right after the competition, what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and binge eat. And what was the fuck of doing all that fucking work for the last 20 weeks if all you're going to do is binge eat and go right back to square zero again, right? And then you have to start all over again, get right back into it, keep working even harder. And the people are like caught in these cycles. And he's like, instead, why don't you think long term and just learn how to have good discipline habits and not want to binge eat bad food and just like stay on a nice, clean, healthy diet for life, right? That way you don't even have to worry about things and be more of a long-term thinker and like crave like, again, to healthy foods. Don't be like restricting yourself from bad foods. Honestly, put those things away. Put bad foods mentally for yourself as like, I don't like these feelings because they make me feel fat. And like when I get fat, I don't feel confident in myself and I like, get down on myself and puts me in a downward spiral. And you need to correlate that with the sweets or the food. And I think the same thing happens with like what we need to think about in terms of like our habits. We need to think about our bad habits in terms of time wasting, in terms of like watching TV, scrolling social media. Could be like for guys, if they have a porn addiction overall, it could be smoking weed. You need to dissociate the dopamine effect that has in your brain of like a good short-term effect and realize what detriment that's going to cause in the long-term effect for you, and really bring that close to you of like, these things are like such a bad taste in my mouth because they're going to make me a complete loser, and bring towards you the work that you need to be doing, the focus, the audiobooks, the learning, all this stuff, and be enjoying this and being like in the dopamine receptor of like, oh my God, this is going to feel so good 10 years from now, and bring this stuff closer and you push that stuff away. And I found that to be like one of the most powerful things I've done in my life. So I know it's kind of like a little bit all over the place right now, but again, too, I just want to kind of talk about a couple things that, again, too, I've been kind of going through, kind of keep you up to date with like where I'm at overall in the world. Thankfully, I feel better today. So I actually, I got a little bit more work I'm going to do, and then I'm actually going to head to the Dubai Mall. So some of you guys are going to be seeing me later today posting up some dope stuff from Dubai, and I'm really excited to share that with you guys. So other than that, I appreciate you for those who are in the Elevated Mentorship Program and the free group listening to this daily thought, or the podcast, who are overall listening to this just on the podcast overall. Appreciate you guys, and then I'll see you guys on the next one.